Hi, this is Patty Scalzo, welcoming you to the Bible study program, Shiar Jashub, brought to you by the Church of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut. Today, we will begin the next sermon in my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo's series on the Book of Romans. But before we go into the sermon, let me remind you about our website at shiarjashub.org. Make it your site for serious Bible study and access to hundreds of free Bible study radio programs and videos. That's shiarjashub.org. Here is Pastor Greg Scalzo.
Today we'd like to continue in the series in the book of Romans. The section we've been on, chapter 1, let me just reread verses 18 to 20. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. And it goes on in this section. You have here, you see the unrighteousness of men, how they suppress, they hold down the truth of God in unrighteousness, and they know of God, so they are without excuse. And we have this section here that we go into then from verses 21, and we read from 21 to 24 last time. Verse 21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. They did not glorify him. They were not thankful. They became futile, empty in their thoughts, and then in their hearts, their foolish, senseless, unintelligent, literally in the Greek, hearts darkened. And you have really the state of mankind. You have what mankind is like apart from Christ. As man goes away from God, you have the descent, you have the decline, the degeneration, the devolution, the fall of the nations here, and really the fall of all mankind described, that progress down, that as we don't glorify him, as we don't thank him, then our minds become empty, our hearts become senseless. Verse 22, professing to be wise, they became fools. They think they're so intelligent, they profess all their wisdom, but if it's apart from God, any type of wisdom, any type of so-called intelligence apart from God is foolishness, Paul says. Verse 23, they make the exchange. They make the exchange. They have darkened hearts. They have empty minds. Though they think they're smart, they think they're wise, and they make the exchange. What is the exchange? Verse 23, and they changed the glory of the incorruptible, the imperishable God into an image made like corruptible, perishable man and birds, four-footed animals, and creeping things. They changed the glory of the incorruptible, the eternal, the imperishable God. The glory of God, they exchange it for an image. An image of a created thing, the image of a man, the image of a four-footed animal, the image of a creeping thing, and you think about the idolatry of the pagan world, and really the idolatry of our world. We don't set up, we said last time, maybe little idols, but we bow down and worship the creation. In our schools, all the time is being taught that we come from, in the beginning was slime. In the beginning was amino acids. In the beginning was creeping things. In the beginning then became four-footed animals and primates, and then we get man. And so we glorify man as the highest thing in the universe. We worship the creature rather than the creator. They make the exchange. Therefore, verse 24, therefore God gave them up too. Their pride, their unrighteousness, their wanting not to hear the truth, their suppressing the truth, their unthankfulness for God leads to empty thinking, leads to senseless hearts puffed up with false wisdom, though they're fools, and then the exchange. They exchange what God is for something that's worthless. And they're unplugged. They've unplugged themselves from God. They've said no. And they've said yes to that which is empty and worthless. They've unplugged, they've separated themselves from God, from His truth, and they proceed down this road of paganism, of separation, all because of that original attitude, that original sin. That original sin of I can be my own God, that pride in ourselves and not wanting to hear the truth starts this whole progression down. And we're going to read about the progression down. This is their choice. Everything you've read now up to verse 24, from 18 to 24, speaks about their free will choice, right? In unrighteousness, they suppress the truth. They should know they're without excuse. They know God, they won't glorify God. They won't give thanks to God. They puff themselves up with wisdom and they change the glory of the imperishable for the perishable. And they worship these things. Therefore, now, because of their free will, then God has His will. God has His election. God has His predetermination, His predestination. Then His will comes in and says, therefore, then what? God also, this is where we ended off last time, God also gave them up to uncleanness, impurity, in the lusts, the desires of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Therefore, God gave them up. NIV, God gave them over. In their hearts, they want this, so God gives it over to them. You want it, you've got it. He gives them over to the unrighteousness in their hearts, to their pride, their lust. So what happens now? The unrighteousness becomes amplified because the double check on us is God. The double check on us is God's truth. And if you say no to Him and He says, well, okay, I hand you over, I give you over to what you want, then everything else floods in. And when it floods in a big way. As God leaves them to their own self-destruction, as He withdraws His restraint, as He pulls His presence away, uncleanness, impurity floods in to dishonor their bodies among themselves, it says in verse 24. Saying no to God, unthankfulness, unrighteousness, leads to idolatry. It leads to a false wisdom. It leads to pagan thought. And pagan thought leads to uncleanness, immorality. Immorality follows paganism like night follows day. It's automatic. A separated society becomes saturated with uncleanness, with immorality. And to the pagan culture, to a culture that becomes truly pagan, the immorality begins to seem as normal. Doesn't seem wrong anymore because God has pulled His presence away and their hearts have become what? Hard, right? They've hardened their hearts first, and then God pulls back His presence and their hearts become even harder. He gives them over. And it starts to seem normal to them. No matter how detrimental the results, the evidence could be right there that if you live this way, look at the consequences, but common sense gets taken away, right? Because common sense comes from God. But if God pulls Himself back and He hands us over to our desires, to our lust, Even the common sense goes away. It's taken away if we say no to God's wisdom. And our minds become as fools. Everything is accepted. Everything is okay to us because our minds are empty as we push God away. The Greek scholar Archibald Thomas Robinson says, heathenism, you don't hear that talked about a lot anymore, right? Heathenism left its stamp on the bodies of men and women. That's a good quote. Verse 25, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. Paul here is restating what he said previously. He's reemphasizing it because it's important. They've exchanged. We talked about the exchange, right? Of the incorruptible God for the corruptible creation. Now he says this is their sin. This is their slide down. They've exchanged the truth of God for a lie. And they worshiped and served. Notice how they're diligent in their apostasy, right? Some Christians may worship and not serve, right? They can worship God and never feel they need to serve. These heathen, these pagans, those on this slide down, will worship and serve that which is nothing, that which is emptiness. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie. They worshiped and served the creature, the created thing, rather than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen, Paul says. Amen, so be it. God is blessed forever. You can't change that. They can think all they want to think. They can come up with all their pagan wisdom thoughts, but you're not going to change that it is God, the Almighty, the incorruptible, who is blessed forever. Amen.
We'll continue the message in our next broadcast. You can rehear this program and hundreds of other radio programs on our church website at shiarjashub.org. Serious times require serious Bible study. And on shiarjashub.org, you will find libraries of audio and video programs, information about our church and our pastors, time and place of our services and Bible studies, articles, blogs, and special offers to help you in your walk with Jesus. Current sermons include studies on foundational Christianity, last day events, and an overview of the books of the Bible. On the website, you will also have the ability to donate to the ministry of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle on a secure page. You will also find links to the Heavenly Authority series and Roman series on Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music. And of course, there are links to our 10:30 a.m. live stream of the Sunday service on YouTube and X.com. Our service starts at 10 a.m. with worship, and then we go live for the message and the Lord's Supper. These videos are left up on YouTube, X.com, and then posted as well on Rumble.com and the church website. And that website again is shiarjashub.org. And you can always check Isaiah 7, verse 3, for the spelling of Shiar Jashub.